Hey everybody, welcome to Game Over Nation. I don't know what episode we are on. What are we on?
I think it's 140.
We're on episode 140, Game Over Nation.
We've been hobbyless for... Well, yeah, it was you well, just we had a game last week,
We've
right?
been right. full ensemble-less for a while. Yeah. Maybe this might be the first time in like a month.
Yeah. Well, I am your host, Javi Rodriguez. With me this week is Ryan De La Rosa.
Yo, yo, yo!
Dylan Rausch.
Hi.
And Gabe Philbin.
Hello.
Gabe's without borders.
Not even a little bit.
Ryan.
Gabe's nuclear.
You're exceptional at barbecue.
I don't know about that. I'm just, like, in general, but, like, steaks. Steaks I've been nailing.
What is the
lately.
Key to steak making?
Seriously, dude, it's just salt and pepper.
All right.
Salt and pepper's... And maybe I've also been using a little Worcestershire, because I don't know, it's delicious.
Mm-hmm.
So you just kind of leave it in that, put salt and pepper on both sides, like a good amount of it, and then just soak it in that shit for like 15 to 20 minutes in the Worcestershire, and leave it out. Don't put it in the fridge. Leave
don't
it out.
You dare put it in the fridge.
Yeah, leave it on
throw
the counter.
Throw that shit in a plastic bag, throw some juice on it or whatever, marinate.
Yeah, just let it sit out for 15 to 20 minutes before you cook it. Let it warm up a little.
Count to 10 and eat it.
Here's a pro tip. If you eat that shit well done, there's something wrong with you.
Yeah, probably. That's also true.
Probably.
I was actually really surprised with the meat selection at my local HEB. I went over there and went to the butcher. I didn't go to the normal whatever's out on the shelves. Went to the butcher and got some stuff. Really impressed. Very good.
10 out of 10.
Yeah.
I don't know where my parents shop, but every once in a while I go up to my parents' house and they have some steaks in the fridge or freezer, and they're always amazing steaks. And
yeah,
I make works of arts with them.
I've lived in my apartment for almost a year now. I have not cooked meat once here, so
yeah.
I want to get pork belly next.
I hate pork belly. Too much fat.
Why are you eating pork then?
Yeah, Gabe.
Well, like I don't like when it's so much like solid fat, and it's like chewy, like nasty feeling in my mouth. I don't like that.
Dude, I love that nasty feeling in my mouth.
Don't you love it when
that's
your mouth
why,
just feels
that's
gross?
Why Javi just bought 40 bags of Soylent.
Actually, how many did I buy? Let me take a look here.
Oh, did you actually buy some?
Yeah.
That's what we were talking about.
I bought 14 bags.
Well, I thought he just
bags.
Tried it. I thought he just bags. Tried it. I didn't know you'd actually bought some. I didn't know you'd actually bought it. Yeah, because I'm looking at it. I kind of want to buy some and try it.
Yeah, well, Rachel has 7 bags here, so that's like a week, I guess. And I just tried it for the first time today. I'm like, yeah, I could get behind this. So I just pulled the trigger.
Did you order it online, or did you...
Yeah,
were
on the
y'all
site.
Somewhere?
On the site, okay. You were just looking at... So, 4 to 5 months from now, I'll get my shipment.
Yeah, no shit.
So stupid.
So, Rachel ordered 4 to 5 months ago?
Yeah, well, I guess if you are a returning customer, you get it within 1 to 2 weeks. I don't know
Jesus
why...
Christ, what?
That's not a way to win new customers.
Right?
So here, by the time you've forgotten about ordering this and it shows up, then you can get it in, like, a semi-reasonable amount of time.
Oh, and you probably just went grocery shopping.
I needed this for
bullshit
my diet.
Made to order?
Like, fuck.
What's the difference between this and juicing and then just adding the vitamins you need? Like,
the difference is buying a fuck ton of vegetables every, like, half week and then having to juice it all and then clean
wouldn't it
your
be
juicer.
Around the... Oh, okay. I was going to say, wouldn't it be around the same price because this is fairly pricey shit?
I don't know.
The cleaning makes sense.
Dude, cleaning the juicer is the worst, and like there's so much solid output that doesn't go into the pitcher, so you just throw away all this stuff. I don't know, it just feels really wasteful, and it's expensive, and it's a pain in the ass. So like putting powder in a thing with some water. All right,
go back to cooking steaks.
I might give this a shot. We'll see.
I have plenty of...
I would, but it's 4 to 5 months, like...
Well, pull the trigger now, and then start then.
No!
Yeah. Pull the trigger now, and then you'll be having Soylent by Christmas.
You'll be fucking dead by next year.
I sure needed this for my diet that I was on 6 months ago. Thanks, Soylent.
Ratchet, stop.
just like order Soylent and then give yourself a heart attack and then sue them because it didn't come in time, so they didn't make you healthy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's how the world has worked. I think that'll work.
And speaking of food, have any of you guys, I think Gabe and Dylan said that, have either of you guys been to the Melting Pot before?
No, I've never had fondue.
I love Melting Pot. That one time I went,
because that is an experience that was really long. I'd never been. I went last night. Granted, there were eight of us. But
have you explained what the Melting Pot is?
No, it's it is a fondue restaurant.
Yeah.
So, but it's like they have like their four course thing. So it's like you start off and they bring you some cheese fondue with some bread and shit. And then a salad, and then some kind of broth that just gets real hot, and you put meats in there and let them cook.
Isn't it just oil? I thought it was just...
Yeah, it depends on what you get. Yeah, okay. But yeah, it's like oil mixed with like a water broth.
It's just fondue for each serving, and then dessert is like chocolate.
Yeah, chocolate, yeah.
And it's all fucking delicious and amazing.
Oh,
but then,
it was so good.
And then you get the receipt, and you're like, did I just buy like 80,000 bags of Soylent?
It was quite expensive for me and Emily, and we did not have any alcohol.
the fuck is this video?
Does the alcohol come served in fondue as well?
I don't think so.
This is explaining the Melting Pot way better than Ryan did.
It sure is.
It's got like dudes shoving strawberries in people's mouths and stuff.
Oh, what music is this guy? I don't like this guy already. Sorry. But it was quite tasty, but man, was it pricey. And it took like, we had an 8 o'clock reservation. We did not leave until after 11.
Damn.
Yeah, it is not somewhere you go for a quick meal.
Maybe for like PAX or something, we could just have like a small little fondue thing.
Well, welcome to our video game podcast.
There's a Melting Pot here.
Fuck that.
Hey, listeners, if you're going to be in Seattle during PAX, come to the Melting Pot with us.
and you have a billion dollars.
You've got a trust fund.
Are we going to the Melting Pot?
If you're, I don't know, are you a majority stakeholder in like the Hilton franchise?
I am.
Because that would really help with paying.
Are you a majority stockholder in Paris Hilton?
But is it... Hold on. Where the fuck's the menu? I want to see the prices. What's the prices?
A lot.
I mean, I don't mind. I'll just... Like, me and Emily, the two of us... And granted, she did not have the cheese course or the dessert course. Because she can't eat those things. And it was $115 for the two of us without alcohol.
That's not that bad.
That's pretty pricey.
It's
for
pretty big.
Then I went to this place called Salty's.
Just because you
paid
just more
because
at one
another
place
is more expensive doesn't make this cheaper.
Right, but the other place was fucking terrible, and
oh,
it was
well,
like
that's,
buffet
that's
food.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
Why did you do that then?
Because of Voo. I'm not gonna like dance
Voo
around it. Fucking
Voo.
Hey, it's my birthday. We're going to Salty's. It's all you can eat. Oh, it's going to be great. It's
$50
up front.
I'm so happy I didn't get invited to that.
Super expensive drinks. And
$50 in drinks on top of it.
Yeah, so, well, like I said, this was not... We did not have drinks. There was no alcohol, and it was that much. Yeah. But, no, like, if you go to somewhere like Fogo de Chao, like, yeah, it is a $50 up front, all you can eat. But it's usually good.
Yeah.
So... Yeah. And granted, what I had last night was really good and really filling, and I was stuffed by the end of it, but Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah.
It's there forever.
I can be stuffed by the end of a trip to Chipotle.
You know, exactly. I just want to eat better than I did last year at PAX. Because I'm pretty sure I ate fried pickles like on four different occasions. No,
I don't think it's going to be hard to beat
sure
that. I think
you had to go twice to fucking...
GameWorks.
GameWorks. Ugh. No GameWorks this year.
We are not going to GameWorks. Don't dare fucking go to GameWorks.
God, their wings are the worst.
Everything there is the worst.
People there are disgusting. Especially during PAX. Everyone there is a fuck-up. And I don't want to look at any of you assholes. That's the entire downtown area during PAX. I'm just like, who
can
am
we,
I associated
can we put,
with
like,
these?
Horse
Jesus
blinders on Dylan during PAX? So then put a shirt on that says, "I don't want to look at you fuckos."
He's going to lash out at someone. For being an embarrassment.
Oh, man. PAX is going to be great.
The sushi was good, though. I admit the sushi was... And, of course, it's the most packed place there because, oh, my God, I love video games. That must mean I love Japanese cuisine.
Well, see, that's the fucked up thing is that it used to just be the fucking Cheesecake Factory. And me and Josh, the last time we were there, we went to that sushi place and... It was completely fucking dead because 4,000 people were standing in line at the fucking Cheesecake Factory. Like, now, we walked into the sushi place and it was just like, bam, sit down, ate, seats empty everywhere with 70,000 people across the street.
Now it was the exact opposite. It was pretty
everyone
good,
must have found it. Was it? Is that what blue sushi?
Yeah,
blue
it's one ocean? Of the conveyor belts.
Yeah.
See, I'm not a sushi person at all. So, but the food was good.
Yeah, I'm really not either. But man, I can just grab that ahi tuna that they just. I just grab every plate of it that comes around and eat that. It's fucking delicious.
I'd much rather go to Thai. Let's go to Thai this year. Is that okay with everyone?
We can find that somewhere. There's tons of days. Okay. So we're gradually turning food into video games, like it's a slow churn.
Okay, so we're going to the Mariners game, and Gabe is going to get the biggest fucking hot dog in his life.
I am.
Yeah.
I knew I was going to go to the Mariners game, but I'm going to. What? Why the biggest hot dog? What are you going to do to me?
You don't go to a fucking baseball game and not get a hot dog.
That's true.
And you're going to order it with your 3DS.
Oh yeah, I forgot they do that. Huh?
Yeah.
Oh my god!
Really?
Oh, I have to bring it just.
I thought the Niners' new stadium was the only one that did.
No,
Nintendo owns the Mariners, so they have a little app for
the
Mariners.
The Mariners shit has been going for years. Like before I even knew you guys, I went out there and went to a Mariners game, and at one of the PAXs I went to, and they were doing the DS. You could order from that.
Yeah. That is fucking cool. Because I know in Nike Stadium, the Niners' new one, with your there's an app that you can order all your food online, and they'll come deliver it to your seat.
Yeah.
But yeah, actually... Okay, so the Mariners do that, too. That's cool.
Yeah.
Really? Nintendo's the owner?
Yeah,
of the Mariners,
that.
Aren't they?
Oh, my God.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. Are they? Yeah, that apparently someone... Isn't that what you were just saying?
Yeah,
I have no fucking idea.
You didn't know Nintendo owns the Mariners?
I didn't know that. I love baseball
since like the 80s.
Oh, well. Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. I just know about my team's owners because I bitch about them all this fucking time.
that lawyer that saved them in that big lawsuit with Universal when Donkey Kong took off, like they gave him like a chair of the Mariners, like he's partly in charge of the Mariners now.
And eventually,
his last name's Kirby. Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
They gave him a whole video game franchise in the 80s.
Turns out Sakurai really likes the Mariners.
Yeah, welcome to the Food Over Nation podcast.
Fun fact about the Mariners coach. Back when he was coaching the Pirates, he got ejected out of the game, and he stole first base. He picked up first base and walked the fuck out of there.
Try playing now, asshole.
I'm taking my ball, and I'm going home. It's the major league equivalent.
I'm hoping that happens.
Man.
Oh, man. So what have we been up to this week?
Guacamelee?
Guacamelee?
Yeah.
How's Guacamelee going?
It's good. It's really good. I really liked it. I'm getting
close
to the end.
Can confirm what Javi's been saying.
What are you playing it on?
Huh?
What are you playing it on?
The One.
Oh, okay.
It was free. It was free on Games with Gold last month.
Yeah. I have one on the Steam, so playing it on there.
Yeah. So that's been good. That's really all I've been playing. I played it a bunch this weekend. Like I said, I'm almost done with it now. Towards the end, I did those challenge areas down in the mines.
Those get
and
super
the last
hard.
One, yeah, the last one was really hard. The first two were fine, The last one was really hard. I kept getting about to the last, like, I guess the third from the last room and dying there, or the second to last. When I got to the last room, that was the easiest one. Mm-hmm. It's just the dude with the six fists who, like, punches back and forth across the screen. But he doesn't, like, hop or do anything. It's easy. You just kind of avoid him. But everything prior to that was difficult. It had those guys that, the dudes with the giant hammers, and there'd be two of them, and they would wear the yellow shields. Like, there's, for those of you who don't know, like, later at a point in the game, enemies have these color-coded shields that all equate to a move that you can do. And so these guys with these giant hammers, like, one of them would slam down his hammer, and his range of damage is basically half the screen. Even if you're, like, standing outside of where it looks like it would hit you, it's going to hit you. and so when there's two of them on the screen, it got real fucking messy. So that was probably the hardest room of that little section.
Don't you know, but, Ryan? Shockwaves?
Oh, of course.
You should play Dark Souls 2 some more.
Yeah, clearly.
Fucking shockwaves.
I should have played Dark Souls 2 at all.
oh my god, this didn't hit me at all. I still took damage, though. It's just fucking right. Game.
That's all I've been playing. I was also going to mention that my truck was damaged in a parking lot hit and run where I did not see the person.
Did they at least leave a note?
Of course not. Oh. No, I just noticed the rear driver's side quarter panel, like, had a dent and a scrape. Like, it's a scrape on either side of the wheel well and, like, a dent on one side.
Jesus, what the fuck they hit it with?
I don't know.
A fucking spiked bat.
So I called my insurance company, and they managed to do it as a uninsured motorist, like, hit and run, which basically made my deductible half of what it would have been with a collision. So that was nice. But I took the truck in today to drop it off at the body shop to get repaired, and they gave me a Prius hybrid as my rental car.
How you rolling around in that? How's that treating you?
It's not too bad. It's really small and low to the ground, which feels weird, like most cars.
I don't like driving low to the ground.
Yeah. You don't like driving.
Yeah, that too.
I own a full-size truck, so it is definitely a different perspective. And the blind spots in it are weird, because there's not really much of a rear windshield, and it has a brake in the middle.
Yeah, I've driven
And then there's, like, sucks. Giant metal pieces that go through in either corner of the rear windows. So, like, where I could usually look out and see, I can no longer see. So that causes problems when leaving the office I found today, because a lot of times I pull into the middle of the median, so that I, because they fucking line the whole median with giant trees, so you can't see anything coming from the right. So you have to pull out and like, get into the median, the opening there, and just sit and look back. And today I did that, and I sat and looked back, and there was just, I couldn't see anything. It's like, uh-oh. Just gonna go. Jesus, take the wheel. But
I wish they would just put, like, a Prius in Drive Club or some bullshit.
I was
the just guy, like, a fucking turbocharged Prius just flying through F1 or something. I don't care.
The guy at Enterprise gave it to me. He's like, well, because, like, they have their little policy, like, you know, bring it back with as much gas as was in it. And so he was like, well, it's basically empty, so just bring it back that way. <It's> like, he was like, I can put some gas in it, or you can just put some gas in it and bring it back empty. I was like, well, I mean, I need to get somewhere from here. he's like, well, you'll probably be fine, because it gets really good gas mileage. I was like, okay, fine, just leave it. So I went to lunch, and then I stopped to get gas, but it's like, okay, I don't want to fill it up, because I'm not going to have it for very long. But I also want to have enough to get around and maybe try and time it to where it's just at empty as I'm done with it. It's like, all right, I'll put $10 in. So I put in $10, and then I sat down in the car, and it was almost half the fucking tank.
Yeah, man. Future's now.
Yeah. Welcome to cars, Ryan.
Yeah.
Whereas welcome our to vehicles not pickup have, trucks.
Our vehicles have like 20s of gallons and stuff, and then the car has like 4-gallon tank.
Yeah, it was crazy. I was like, what the fuck? And not to mention, that'll probably last well beyond what I use.
Believe me, I am envious.
It's a goddamn hybrid.
I'm like, wow, he spent $10 and filled half the tank? That's like an eighth, not even an eighth of my tank.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly.
I just take the bus. Yep. Dylan, what you been up to, baby?
I have things to talk about this week.
Oh.
My Vita arrived.
Oh, diggity.
Yes, sir.
How was your time finding a Vita?
Oh, Sony has thrown in the towel on the Vita. Let it be known to everyone listening that Sony has given up. Sure, we said Sony has given up for a while now, but Sony has officially given up.
Well, unofficially, but yeah.
Unofficially.
Officially.
Yeah, I would say behind the scenes, they've given up on the... Anyways, so I checked Walmart first because my sister works there and I was going to use her discount.
Mm.
Nothing. They don't have any in stock. They won't have any in stock for the foreseeable future. They haven't received a shipment in over a month.
They're on the Soylent schedule.
Yeah, maybe Vita's just shipped in like the Soylent
schedule. Other Walmart. So
a few more months, it'll be there.
Same story. Target, same story. GameStop, this is where I finally found out. I was like, what's going on? No one has a Vita. He's like, they don't ship it anymore. They cut off shipments. They canceled any outward shipments to us, and we don't have any. We won't be getting any more. And I was like, but didn't they just release that new one with, like, Borderlands? Fuck everyone, basically. They're not releasing games. They didn't mention it once at E3. They didn't mention it at Gamescom. And now they've canceled shipments. What more do you want? Do you want them to write you a letter that says, hey, we're not going to be bothering with this sending anymore? Just put it in a pile with your move.
I love your reason for buying a Vita. Do you want to explain that?
Oh, yeah. I wanted to play Persona 4 and platinum it.
You wanted to play Persona 4 and Persona 3 again.
Yeah.
After he just played Persona 4 and Persona 3 again.
Anyways, I wanted to play some other games, too. But that's whatever.
Not Uncharted. Don't you dare.
I'm going to play Uncharted. I
no,
want to play it.
No, not.
Because, I mean, Gravity?
Gravity Rush.
Gravity Rush is supposedly good. Yeah, there's games I want to play on it.
Not Uncharted.
There's one thing I recommend no one plays. Borderlands 2.
Has anyone tried Rogue Legacy yet?
On the Vita?
I played it on PC.
Yeah, I played it on PC. Oh, it's yeah. great.
It's yeah. good, yeah. Borderlands 2 is a piece of shit on the Vita. Even more so than... Like, okay, my complaint that Borderlands is kind of... It's fun on the first playthrough and then shitty on the second playthrough. I can't even get to the fucking second playthrough because the game controls like ass. It is a shoddy port.
See, maybe they knew that the second playthrough isn't that good, so they're like, let's just make it as hard as possible to get there. Just, like, give the game some
let's
legs.
Let's just break the game.
Yeah.
And make it hard to get there.
You can't get to the bad part of the game if the whole game's bad.
Probably. That's... Anyway, the second worst part. Okay, that bundle comes with an 8-gig stick. That's not a lot.
Nope.
Guess how much Borderlands... Guess how big up. Borderlands 2 is.
How big is it?
5.5 fucking gigs.
you can just go... Hey, do you have a trust fund? Because if so, you can go buy a bigger card.
I was like, I'll get the 64 gig. And then I was
no,
like,
you won't.
I was like, oh my god, this is almost $1... No, this is $2 a gig.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Who does that anymore? That's higher pricing than fucking solid state drives. What? What? I cannot believe Sony has them priced like that. That is absurd.
And still, when the Vita's like in such a poopy hole.
Yes. Yes! They're like, oh, we gotta get our money somewhere. We're certainly not gonna make our money anywhere else. So I played Dragon's Crown. Dragon's Crown is great, by the way.
And it's free on PS Plus, so if you
and
got
it's
a Vita,
free on it's it. I think it's on PS3 as well, but fuck it. Get it on Vita.
I have no idea.
It gives you something to play. And of course, I got Persona 3 Portable, because I've never played the portable version. I've played FES. But, and then Golden, because I'm going to platinum it. let's see. I want to get, Muramasa. Yeah, I have that for the Wii.
I think that was on free on PlayStation Plus, too.
No, it wasn't. I didn't see it. It wasn't.
Oh, maybe you got yours right after. Because I have it.
Fuck
I didn't
you,
pay
God.
For
fuck you. other than that, I haven't played much. I've been playing my Vita. Go figure. Oh, and I got Mario Golf.
Yeah, guy at GameStop suckered you into buying Mario Golf.
If you want to play that, Dylan, just text me sometime. We'll fucking hook up and do it.
All right.
That shit's fun. I'll play more Mario Golf.
Yeah, you played with Devin and Harris all the time.
Yeah, well, and not even all the time. I didn't play near as much as I wanted to, because there'd be nights I'd be like, guys, let's play. And they're like, lol, Diablo. Like, they wouldn't stop playing those games to come play Mario Golf. Because
we don't play baby games, Ryan.
It's a dumb game for babies.
Dumb baby game.
Yeah. Hey, is anyone watching Johnny fucking Football right now?
Is there a preseason Johnny Football game?
Yeah, there is.
Oh, how's he doing? How's my boy?
Less than average.
It's the fourth quarter, and they only had 3 points until just a second ago, where he threw a behind the line of scrimmage pass for a touchdown. So it's really a handoff. It doesn't count as a pass. It doesn't go past the line of scrimmage.
Okay, so he gets no.
It was like no points. Yeah, it was like a screen, but he caught it behind the line of scrimmage. So
really, they're starting the shuffle passes already.
Yeah,
we just got over this with Brandon Whedon.
Yeah, both of his completions were, well, if you want to, I guess you can't call that a completion, but there was that one and then another screen pass.
Literally, they just went through a whole season with the king of shuffle passes. And look where
Which
it got them. Brandon Whedon.
Oh.
That fucker loves the shovel pass. Or shovel pass, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
That weak little
pass. 7 for 16, 65 yards. And
there's a Johnny Football update.
Wow,
oh, they're giving him the touchdown. So maybe I guess it counts. That was definitely behind. It wasn't a lateral, but it was definitely behind the line of scrimmage.
Are they saying his name as much as they did in that first week?
I don't have the volume turned up because
I counted. There was 374 instances of.
I hope you didn't play the drinking game I suggested. Because we went, well, yeah, clearly you didn't, because you wouldn't
you
be
are
here
still
right now.
Here.
You are able to talk to us at this moment.
I have never seen this kind of excitement for a player since
Tim Tebow.
And
oh,
we all
how'd
that
turn
one.
Out? And prior to that, guess what? Vince Young.
Oh.
The hype is real.
Hey, don't worry. Colt McCoy just took the field for the Redskins, so this game's pretty much over for the Browns. It's done now.
Like, what
the fuck are we talking about?
Oh my god, that is a pit of depression, right? You got the perennial losers, the Browns, and then you've got the fucking Skins.
Well, they're not even called the Redskins anymore.
Yeah,
yes,
they are.
Oh, they still are.
Dan Snyder is adamant about that shit, dude.
Yeah.
Well, away from that, Javi and I had a fucking busy ass weekend.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Are you guys gonna talk about PT?
We did talk about PT.
Oh, that's right. That was like all
personal
last
time. Yeah. paid time.
PT was a horror story through every child's life.
Talking about PT was a fucking horror story for us.
Parent-teacher conference? I mean,
so,
Jesus.
So, first up, Friday, Javi and I went to a barbecue at Fozzie's, which is great.
Well, before we went to the barbecue, you came over and tried to put furniture together.
Yeah, started our IKEA adventure.
We're not good at it.
By putting the furniture together, you guys got a saw,
good.
Right?
Listen, you guys, all right.
You guys sawed the leg off.
We sawed furniture together.
What are you doing?
That sounds wrong.
This is like the most active weekend I've like ever had in my life. So Friday, I built a table and a thing of drawers with Javi. Mm-hmm. We moved his old couch to another apartment in the building.
Oh, Jesus.
That and then...
Was that Friday? No.
Yeah, that was Friday.
That was Saturday, dude.
The couch?
Wait, like... Oh, that's right. The couch, yeah.
The couch is Friday.
Yeah, yeah. Saturday was really hard.
Yeah, after that, we went to Fozzie's Barbecue. We used Uber to get there, and Uber's the fucking shit if you're not using Uber.
Hell yeah, it is.
Step your game
up.
Uber's
so good.
And, barbecue's great. Saturday, I think I got over to your place around, like, 10 or 10:30-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Got there, and we start on the rest of the furniture. We build another thing of drawers. And I think that was all we had to build that day. But we also cleaned off his old desk. His fucking heavy-ass desk. Somehow
steel.
Got it out of his tiny-ass doorway and through his tiny-ass hall into the fucking alley. Same with his old coffee table. Cleaned up all the trash. Organized everything. Put it all in the drawers. And I think we were done by, like, 6.
Yeah.
And then I got home, and I was like, I'm gonna fucking work on this Uncharted 2 video. Like, I gotta record this audio, and I recorded, like, 5 minutes of, like, the voiceover for Uncharted 2, and I was like, this is terrible. It sounds awful right now.
Hey, quick update. Colt McCoy threw a pick 6.
Oh, okay, great. Like... And all the while, I was... This is, like, the worst hangover I've had in years. Like, I was hungover all goddamn day. I don't know how. I don't know what Fozzie did to me.
He roofied. Did you leave your beer unattended at any point?
Did you throw up on the other side of the room away from your bathroom again?
No. No, but I did wake up backwards on my bed with my shoes on. No shirt. And I think and one pant leg on. Like, I think I just like to play jokes on myself so I can, like, wake up smiling. Like, look how stupid I am. And then I got in the shower with my clothes on because I forgot to take them off.
What?
I don't know how. It was a weird day.
What the fuck? What are you...
That was really groggy.
Hey, maybe...
It happens to nobody. That happens to nobody.
It happens to Gabe. I can't even say the best of us, because it does not happen to those people.
Because it happened to me. I'm far from the best of us.
Even Gabe's body is like, fuck Gabe.
Well, no, because it happens to the best of us, and also Gabe. But I can't even say that, because it doesn't. It's just Gabe.
It only happens to me.
I've never heard Gabe of that happening.
Yeah.
I walked into the... Because the way I turn the shower on, and then I, like... And then it's stripped down, and then I get in, and I just forgot the stripped down part. So I turn it on, I, like, went and faced the mirror, and I was like, I'll brush my teeth when I get out or something. And then I just walked in, I was like, this feels different. And then I looked down, like, oh, son of a bitch. So it was a weird morning.
I forgot to pull my pants down when I sat in the toilet, and... Oh, my drawers are full of shit.
I've been drunk before, but I've never been... I just got in the shower with my clothes on. Drunk.
That was just like a morning.
I just hung over.
Was just a morning thing. That wasn't caused by the... That was just like me forgetting. Like, that was not alcohol induced.
That was just me forgetting?
Yeah. That was all on me. Don't you
dumb.
Try to put this on alcohol.
Well, you were hungover, so
don't
it
you
is...
bring down the good name of alcohol.
You were hungover, so that's what did it. Yeah.
And then Sunday, Javi and I, we were all, like, excited to talk about PT and, like, this new thing we're trying. And fucking everything is as hard to do as possible. It took us, like, 2 hours to record the footage because I couldn't get it at my apartment. And then Javi's Surface wouldn't accept the USB port. For the capture card, for the life of it. We had to put duct tape on the USB port so it wouldn't fucking move in his stupid Surface, because the Surface is awful.
Is
it really awful?
The USB port sucks.
Okay.
Surface is a wonderful device. It's just that USB port. It's just da-dum, 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 da-dum. Like, it just disconnects and reconnects without touching it.
Reinstall your drivers.
What drivers?
I didn't try that.
All of them.
The USB.
Your Uber driver contact. Yeah. So you must reinstall him.
I don't know. Doesn't a Surface have Windows on it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could have restarted the USB thing in Device Manager. I didn't try that. But I have the same problem on my Surface. I think it's just the port. Like, it's just dumb.
Possibly, or maybe it needs a new one. New driver, then, I mean.
And then Javi and I spent a while setting up the cameras, and we had to set them up a lot because a couple of them turn off, or they reset their settings when they turn off, and they'll turn off after some inactivity. So that took a while. And then we finally start recording, and then one of them fills up full, like, the memory card gets full because it has all of Javi's 3DS games that he forgot about on there. So that put a break in the action, and we start over again. Or not start over, but, like, continue. And we keep going, and we have, like, 20 minutes, or, like, 15 minutes in, and then one of the cameras runs out of battery, so we have to take another break. And we wrap it up, and we have to get all of this crap from Javi's Surface to his desktop so he can edit it, and he has like three external hard drives, all of which are broken. So we finally end up using one of Rachel's hard drives after like an hour of trying to get them onto his old ones, and then that project was done. At least the, like, everything except post-production on it was done.
Yep. And then I took a look at one of the camera's footage and it was not focused the whole time.
So
who knows if this is botched or not? I don't know.
We tried. It was fun.
Keep an eye out for something that may or may not happen.
Yeah, we'll let you know on that.
Doesn't. We may or may not let you know if it happens.
If nothing happens, you'll know it doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. If it happens, then you'll see it. So there you go. So. That was my weekend.
That's our weekend.
Yeah. Fuck, it was awful. Exciting.
It was fun, though.
Yeah.
It was fun. It was just
fuck moving that desk, though.
Yeah.
That thing sucked.
I used to hate moving furniture in Javi's room.
Well, you have to be mad.
You have to do a lot of that?
It's only furniture.
Yeah, we did it fucking all the time, and then we sawed the leg off a bed, and his mom was like, "What are you doing?"
Yep. Oh my god.
Kevin Costner's so handsome.
So handsome.
He's so handsome.
Just so we can get the stupid bed down the stairs, and then he didn't even use it.
So, I think that's all I did. I was fucking running all over the place and shit. It was fun.
Yeah. So I went to the Texas game Saturday. That was the thing.
You watched them be preseason.
Actually, they were good that night.
And then you remember it's a preseason game.
Yeah. Oh, like, no, I know. They went undefeated in the preseason last year, and then they went 2-14. So,
what kind of news is there, Gabe?
There's not a lot, but there's a couple cool things. Like, okay. Metal Gear Online's gonna come back.
What? Okay. In the Phantom Pain engine?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Phantom Pain is going to have some online mode that's going to be detailed further on Thursday. So we don't have a whole lot now. But I hope it's either, like, hilariously bad, like MGO on Metal Gear Solid 4 was, or if they can, like, kind of capture The Last of Us, I think it's just called Survivors, and that's the one life elimination. So there's just a lot of tension in that, and if they can, like, get the stealth down, like, that'd be really cool.
I don't think that's gonna happen.
Yeah, probably not.
Did you see the gameplay from Gamescom of multiplayer? Or like, one of the modes?
No, I didn't. I didn't get the part in the trailer. It was, like, half an hour.
So you can tap into somebody else's mother base and try to sneak in and accomplish missions without getting caught and without them killing you, and that's basically it. So I don't know if it's gonna be like Watch Dogs, where you can be at your mother base and people just randomly show up, or I don't know. But
did that Watch Dogs multiplayer ever, like...
It sucks.
Like, I never heard anything about... Like, I remember hearing about it at, like, one of the E3s that that game was at.
Hold on.
And then that was it.
That game is multiplayer?
Not really.
Kind of?
No.
You can, like... The idea of it was you can invade someone's game and, like, hack their shit.
Yeah.
But...
What you get for doing that is beyond me. Maybe it's, like, experience to unlock new abilities, which is stupid.
Or do you just... get to snicker at them. Is yeah, that struggle.
That game
know.
Is just stupid.
Everything's so half baked. Like they just had all
half
these ideas, and they never stopped to think about like whether or not it's worth doing at all. They're just like, oh, let's just do it. So,
10 out of 10, it's okay.
Mm-hmm. It's very okay.
It's bland. It's so bland. It's okay, which is probably worse. Than if it was just really, really bad or really, really good. It's just mediocre.
Yeah, so you can't laugh at it. You can just be kind of sad. It's like...
Mediocrity is worse than bad.
Yeah.
It's as Anne as the nose on Plane's face.
Couldn't have said it better.
Mm-hmm.
Myself.
Probably
you
not.
You fuck.
Yeah.
In other Metal Gear news, remember that Metal Gear Solid fan remake that was actually had Konami's blessing?
Let me guess, it doesn't.
Yep, now it's canceled. And actually had David Hayter working on it too, so...
Well, it's well known that Konami wants nothing to do with David Hayter.
Yeah, so they approved it, and now they were like, guess not. I don't really want that anymore.
And David Hayter, who's
that
guy?
Oh, sorry, not Metal Gear Solid. It was the Metal Gear remake for the 1987 game, not Metal Gear Solid. Excuse me.
Hmm.
Yeah, and it was being worked on in Source Engine, but guess not. This is just another thing. Like, the Best Friend cast always talks about this, in that if you're doing one of these fan remakes, don't talk about it until it's out, because then no one can shut it down. Because time after time, people talk about how they're working on this, like, cool fan remake.
I'm making a 3D version of Super Mario World. Oh, I hope Miyamoto sees it. Oh,
cease and desist.
Not just Miyamoto saw it.
All of Nintendo's lawyers saw it too. Yeah. So that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Just don't talk about your shit until it's out. And then moving on from that, Sims 4 is coming out later on. Is it coming out this year? I don't actually know the
Sims
release 4? Date.
Yeah, it's coming out in September sometime.
Okay, it's pretty soon. But we're not going to get a review on it until it comes out, because EA is not getting access to Sims 4 prior to release.
Probably because they fuck SimCity up so bad.
Exactly. So, I mean, well, this is... It's kind of good for people that were, like, on the fence, because now they can wait and see if it's a shitstorm before they get into it.
No, they're gonna get it right away.
Yeah, no, if you're on the fence, though, like, if you're thinking about it, but you're not sure, like, if you're held up on something like the SimCity shitstorm, like, now you have you have no sources to go on. So you, like, are forced to wait.
Isn't that worse?
Oh, I'm not saying it's a good thing that they're holding...
Because the earlier the review is out, the more time you have to think it over in your head before.
Yeah, but now the reviews are going to be the full release of the game to the public that are using EA's shitty services, so hopefully they'll have that in mind when they write the review, and then they can, like, shit on it if it's terrible, like SimCity was. And then you'd be like, oh, I don't want to fucking buy this right now, or at all. So, like, that's the silver lining of this.
Guys, with EA games, working online is a feature. Not an expectation, you fuckwit.
Having access to your game is a thing of the past with EA's always online support.
What? You want the game to work?
You fucking dumbo.
Gamers are the whiniest bunch in the world.
And in breaking news, World of Warcraft is increasing its monthly subscription in the UK.
What?
By 1 euro.
Oh. But what? Really?
Stop the presses.
I thought they would be, like, starting the downward trend since...
You'd be wrong.
Yeah. Surprise, motherfucker.
Some fries.
Let's see. Some full details. So they're increasing the pound sterling cost for recurring World of Warcraft subscriptions with the release of Warlords of Draenor expansion. So.
Neat.
So, we need. What's the sound effect from The Price is Right?
Wow. 10 out of 10.
Yeah, it's dumb.
Yeah. I feel like I don't really like have much other news, like, other than today I saw a trailer for Super Time Force on Steam, Super Time Force Ultra, and it's got TF2 characters in it.
So God, you wouldn't shut up about that.
Because that game's so fucking good.
And I don't even think you played it.
I did. It's on 360.
For, like, what, 10 minutes?
No, I played it for, like, a week, and then I heard it was coming out on Steam, and I'm like, I'm going to wait and play it again. Because I don't have enough outlets to, like, power everything at the same time. So my 360 usually gets the shaft. So, once I found out it was coming out on Steam, I'm like, oh, okay, I'm just fucking wait, and I can play it again. Enjoy it all the same. Mm-hmm. Except this time with Saxton Hale punching shit.
Hmm.
Neat.
Question time?
Question time. Let me get the Twitter going. I'm on my Twitter account, and that's not Game Over Nation Twitter account.
It is not.
Loading. Measuring. Alright. Prototype. What's up, Prototype? Have you heard of the Him Daisy webcomic of Persona 4? Fuck no. Nope. Dylan, have you?
The what?
Him Daisy comic of Persona 4. Webcomic. H-I-I-M Daisy.
Is it porn?
I will do some journalistic research right now.
But no, my answer is I haven't heard of it.
Yeah.
I'm just interested.
I see it right now. It's on Imgur, and apparently there's a dub of it on YouTube. So, I mean, I'll check it out after this. Once I got time. It's pretty beefy. It's like half an hour of a dub. But I still have to actually go back and beat Persona 4 again, because fuck that ending I got. Just killed all of my drive. Will you guys do a RoboCraft video? I don't know.
Is that a PC game?
Yeah, it's a free-to-play PC game.
Is that a robot game?
I'll set up...
I could always download it. We could...
Yeah, fuck it. Let's do that sometime this week.
Let's do it right now.
I was going to offer, I'll set up all the camera and lighting shit when Dylan's in town, and you do another on-camera thing for that. But no,
RoboCraft doesn't deserve that much work.
No.
No, RoboCraft can it can get like the Metal Gear Online treatment that we did.
We can give it the MechWarrior Online / Primal Carnage.
Primal Carnage treatment. Yeah.
Hey, I like Primal Carnage, thank you.
Yeah, but God, that game is so fucking stupid. But yeah, let's bring the Toilet Squad to YouTube sometime.
And be like, Toilet Bowl Avengers.
TBA.
Will you guys be watching season 6 of Community? I still have to go through the rest of season 5. I stopped watching a few episodes after Troy left.
I've literally never watched one episode of that series. And fucking Harris and Gabe won't shut the fuck up about it.
I barely talk about Community.
Harris won't shut the fuck up about
Harris barely talks about Community.
And so I'm like, no, I ain't gonna watch it.
Pop, pop.
I'm never gonna watch it. Shut up about it.
It's a good show with one awful season that they acknowledge as an awful season. It's the gas leak year. And that makes the entirety of the fourth season worth it. The fact that they call it the gas leak year. Just kidding, it doesn't. Season 4 was fucked.
Yeah, don't watch it. Don't watch it.
Jesus Christ. The pilot of Season 4 is, like, barf. Just barf. Oh, this is a good one. What would be some rules for an official Game Over Nation drinking game? Hey, first up, you have to drink if Javi doesn't know what episode it is.
Yeah. You have to drink every time anime is brought up.
Okay.
Every time Dylan's yelling.
Okay.
And or talking.
they usually are the same.
If you can't tell the difference, take a drink.
Anytime Ryan goes off on a tangent.
Yep. Anytime I talk about anything other than video games, just, you won't get fucked up early.
You're gonna have a rough time this episode.
Yeah.
Every time Gabe mentions Mirror's Edge.
Okay. Every time I don't know how to segue into something. So that would get you pretty fucked up too.
Every time I call myself the host and then have Gabe do everything.
Let's get like one more good one in.
Every time Javi asks what the fuck we're talking about, it's probably sports. Yep. Every time we talk about sports.
Speaking of sports, Real Salt Lake, number one.
Numero uno.
Numero uno, Real.
Why the fuck are they Real? Stop being assholes.
Hey, you have no room to talk. You guys lost.
What? That doesn't make sense.
Number one in the entire league.
We're not the Sounders.
Sky of blue, sea of green, color of Sounders. Here we go.
You forgot
Sounders.
Sounders.
Seattle Sounders.
Here we go.
I just sound Canadian. That was a good question. That was fun. Are you guys looking forward to Spider-Verse? I don't know what that is. Is that a comic? Do you know what Spider-Verse is?
Is he talking about Spider-Man?
I assume.
Okay, what about it?
There's a Spider-Verse. Are you looking forward to Spider-Verse?
Never heard of it.
Alright, exclusive Marvel Spider-Verse solicitations for November 2014. I think it's a comic?
It'd be cool if it was like a subscription service where you just get access to all Spider-Man comics.
That'd be neat.
Yeah. If that's what it is, that's cool.
Yeah, I can't, from just like this news story, I can't get a complete idea of what it is. But
Spider-Man's probably
cool. It better have that comic where Spider-Man fucking kills Mary Jane with the semen because it's radioactive and gives her cancer. Because that is brilliant writing. Forget which one that is.
My God.
God damn it, that one's so good.
I bet a Spider-Man stream, like a service like that, would be more successful than the World Wrestling Entertainment channel.
Because
they're hemorrhoids. They're hemorrhoids money.
Yeah.
Hemorrhoids money. Oh, man. And then final question from Prototype.
Yes, I have one in a second. But, so go ahead.
Oh, okay. Are you guys still game for another season of Fantasy Football? And Dylan and I are in a league. Javi and Ryan are not going to.
I'm in a league.
I just don't want to do more.
Yeah,
than
Ryan
one.
Is in his league.
Because Ryan's incapable of multitasking.
I don't like doing a league. Having much less two.
Having more than one league fucks with you a lot.
Yeah, it does.
Then you gotta like, you're like, oh, I want that guy to do well, but I also need him to not do well because I'm going against him in another league, and it's just,
yeah, I just gotta do one.
Really, having one fantasy football team ruins it enough.
It ruins everything.
It really does, because you stop caring about like just good games, and you just like, I want him to do this.
Yeah,
only throw to him. If you don't throw to him, I'm gonna fucking yell at you.
See, it's not a problem when your team sucks, like Ryan's team. And
well, my pro team sucked. My fantasy team was good last year on the league that I cared about.
So yeah, Prototype got an invite to the league that Dylan and I are in. There's still plenty of spots. Like, I think we're only at like 6 members now. So if you want in,
you guys
tweet
can
at me.
Two to four more.
Yeah. my friend Kyle is in it, so.
Yeah.
Kyle!
The one other question I got was via text from Emily Jesse.
Hi,
because
Emily.
Because I told her about Gabe's getting in the shower with clothes on.
Uh-huh.
She said, who of you has the record for most hours slept on the bathroom floor after a night of partying? I can say, honestly, I have 0 hours of sleeping on a bathroom floor after a night of partying.
I have 2 hours.
2 hours.
That's it?
Javi's 21st birthday. 2 hours. I puked on this bath towel, and he used it the next morning.
I'm at, like 15, probably.
Really?
Yeah, like...
I've gone to sleep, like, hugging my toilet.
Yeah.
So yeah, how many hours would you ballpark it at? Does it beat 15?
No, because it's so uncomfortable. It's like, you always wake up at some point. And you're like,
exactly. I woke up and after I did the business, and then I went outside.
Like, there have been like a couple nights here. Like the night that I threw up on my floor because I'm an asshole to myself, I slept on the bathroom floor for a little bit. It was only a few hours. And in, let's see, the first time I actually ever blacked out, the scariest drinking moment of my life was when I woke up in the bathroom with my friend checking my pulse. So that was not a great wake up.
Jesus, Gabe?
I don't know, I was fine, I thought. I was just, like, sleeping in the bathroom. It's just, woke up with this, like, finger on my throat. I was like, what's happening?
I'm sorry for your towel, Javi.
Mm-hmm.
And how?
He got his revenge by puking on my suit in the back of my car. And I put on that suit 6 months later. With it still, and I didn't realize that he had done it. And I was like, oh no, what is this?
Boy.
It was in the pockets, man.
I mean, like,
passing out in the bathroom is much worse than passing out on a floor and then throwing up on that. Like, go to bathroom is a place of, it is a place of zen. You can do whatever you want in there. Especially pass out on the floor and then go into the shower with your clothes on.
Dumbass.
Okay, final question from Billy Milby. He's, God, I love that name. It's so silly. all this definitive edition itis is a side effect. This is weird. Is all of the definitive edition itis a side effect of the cost of AAA game development? And are we approaching a time when AAA games simply can't be viable? I don't think AAA games will never be viable. I think we're going to see less.
They just know they can make more money off of doing it that way. I guess with development times being the way they are and like, hey, we need to make some money, put it out now. Well, and they're already working on the DLC before the game ever comes out.
And all the definitive editions that are coming out is kind of quick ways to just pump out games on the new consoles. Like, I wouldn't
we were just talking
about that before we started recording.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if Sony throws some money at them to do that. Like,
yeah. And right now that's a good way to make money because there's so little coming out that you're probably seeing a spike
A PS4 so I could play The Last of Us again.
Yeah, like, the new console generation is causing a spike in those things for that reason. They need to get something out there. So maybe we'll see them calm down a little bit. Maybe not. I mean,
well, I think it's pretty clear that they're like calming down a bit with just how many AAA developers are moving to indie games,
right?
And just like smaller studios in general, like the whole thing with Irrational cutting down like all but 16 of its staff. Like that was like that's huge tell. But like, I don't think AAA games will ever go away entirely. Like they're always gonna be there. There's always going to be a market for those huge budget games.
I don't know. Cost on some of them is inflating to ridiculously astronomical levels.
Grand Theft Auto 5.
Grand Theft Auto 5 was... I think it's saving grace...
More expensive than Avatar or something.
It's saving grace was the fact that it was Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah. And now there's something like Destiny coming out where its budget is apparently like $500 million. And that doesn't have the weight of Grand Theft Auto.
That's a new IP.
Yeah, on a new generation.
To me, that's unsustainable.
It's irresponsible.
That too. I mean, look at the Old Republic.
No,
the Old Republic.
Do you really think Bungie has that much money to do that?
Activision does.
I guess so.
Well, it was a report that they spent that much money.
No, I remember the report.
I think that included marketing. I think it did.
Yes, most of these huge, enormous numbers include marketing.
Yeah, but still, like, that's the total sum spent on the game, and to make back $500 million on a subscriptionless service.
I don't think it's sustainable. We're not a market like movies. Movies, you can usually count on a really high return
because people can, like, Javi and Rachel have seen Guardians of the Galaxy 3 times now. Like,
yeah, we're you're not willing gonna, to see it again if yeah, somebody wants to.
I'll see it again. All right. You guys don't buy games. You each have bought a ticket for it 3 times. You don't each buy a game twice.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I've bought however many copies of Mirror's Edge I have because I'm a
dumbass fucking
idiot. But, like, that's like one case.
I have three copies of Guacamelee. But that's like two case.
I bought three copies of Diablo.
but not all for yourself though. Like, I get like that kind of throws my Mirror's Edge example out too, but like I've seen movies twice for myself. Like, I haven't bought tickets for other people to see it. It's like, so that's me seeing it multiple times.
Well, movie profitability is twofold, because in theaters it has its run, but then it comes out on DVD.
Yeah.
DVD
merch.
Yeah. Overseas sales, that kind of thing.
There's so much more.
Yeah, but your three viewings of Guardians of the Galaxy didn't cost as much as one copy of The Last of Us.
But the movie audience is.
But when
no,
the
I
bigger,
get, no, I get
but
it.
The
bigger.
Budget, the budgets are comparable. Maybe not The Last of Us Remastered. I don't know what the budget on that, but like the original Last of Us, like, that pretty big budget.
I don't like this definitive edition stuff because it just seems lazy.
Well, it is.
Yeah. I don't know if...
I mean, the reason they're doing it is because it's...
There's nothing else coming out.
Yeah. Well, because, like, it's easy to do, and there's no competition, and people will buy it. I'll buy Sleeping Dogs again.
There's no competition, and, like, there's nothing else coming out. Like, the companies haven't had enough time to, like, bring out other games. Like, In case of Naughty Dog, they released The Last of Us Remastered, but they're also working on the next Uncharted game coming out, so it's like, this is their little quick interim thing.
Yeah. I mean, I'm okay with something that came out 10 years ago or so being re-released with new graphics, that kind of thing. That's kind of cool. I can get behind that. Year ago...
Because this is just...
That's harder to swallow.
Yeah, because it's just a weird time for games that were, like The Last of Us, that were released when these consoles were, like, people knew they were coming out.
Right, so. I mean, look at Tomb Raider. Tomb Raider was a launch title, right?
The definitive edition, I think.
In a way, it's kind of, you could say it's similar to being angry that a PC version of a game came out later, even though it already
was
on consoles. I mean, because, like, this is optimized, or it's going to run better and look better, you know, that's
unless
basically.
It's Dark Souls.
And it's on a separate platform. I mean, PS3 and PS4 are different things.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, I mean, that's fine.
Because right now, I don't see these like, definitive editions taking away from other works that the companies are doing.
No, because you didn't realize it was going to come out. It's not like, oh, well, I better put off on buying this because I know a definitive version is going to come out on the next console. It's not like that. I'm not saying that. Because that would be silly. You have no idea.
Well, and, like, that's not entirely what I'm saying either, like, because with something like Naughty Dog and Crystal Dynamics, well, I guess Crystal Dynamics is a little different because the new Tomb Raider wasn't announced yet, but, like, Naughty Dog, the new Uncharted was known about before The Last of Us came out, so you knew that there was something else coming from Naughty Dog, and this wasn't just their only thing. Like, it's just something to keep you interested.
Right, right, right.
So, like, I don't think they're the worst thing, especially right now when there's nothing else. There's, like, not even options for anything else. It's not like they did this instead of something else, really.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. But still, like, if this keeps happening, like, a few years down the line, then, you know, you can call it into a little more question, because then there's less excuse.
I just get worried how big our, like, budget's gonna get.
Oh, yeah, like, that's just something.
There's always gonna be games that have ridiculous budgets.
And I think the sacrificial lamb for that was Kurt Schilling's company, what was that?
38
Studios.
38.
Yeah, like,
he had to auction the bloody sock.
Like, you just have to know what you're getting into and just budget it out correctly. Like, yeah. Don't be irresponsible with $500 million or whatever they're giving you. But it will be interesting to see how Destiny turns out.
God, can you imagine a game, like, say a game with a budget of Grand Theft Auto 5 or Destiny completely fucking flops?
Destiny might. I mean, it won't flop, but it might not make its money back.
They, like, because there's the game and then there's, like, the expansion packs, but still, like, the install base for these consoles isn't huge right now.
Well, like, Destiny's on everything, though.
On PS3, 360,
Xbox. It's everything but PC, right?
The one.
And this, Nintendo.
And Nintendo.
This did make me think about I guess it was, I don't know if you guys remember from the IGN blog day, Shondy Knight. He had posted something on Facebook about the Tomb Raider exclusive. And it's, you know, how it's going to be is it a timed exclusive? Have they confirmed what's going on?
I tried to find out today before the podcast. I fucking gave up because it's ridiculous.
Yeah. But anyway, so he put something about that. And I remember someone posted something in a reply to that. It was like, if Titanfall couldn't save that console, nothing will. And I was like, all right, guys, let's all stop pretending that there's zero ground between number one and bankrupt. Because the Xbox, while yes, it is not doing as well as the PS4, is in no danger of failing.
It's like, doing better
than
the
360. It's doing just fine. Also, Tomb Raider, guess what? Way more, like, well-known IP. Titanfall was a brand new IP. So it shouldn't be surprising that it did okay.
I think the whole Titanfall thing was crazy. Like, there was so much media coverage, hype.
Yeah, I think it sold well. It sold well, and it was a good game. But yeah, it died out quick.
It
was something that burned hot for like a month, and then was kind of not really heard from anymore.
Yeah.
But it did well, and it was a good game. It just didn't.
It wasn't very deep.
Right.
There was no depth to it.
That it burned out, as in sales plummeted, or that people
stopped playing. No one plays it.
People kind of stopped.
Does that affect the company at all? Like, they sold their game. They're not going to make more.
Exactly.
Money.
Yeah.
Right. So, I don't know. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's still a successful game. In the sense that it sold a lot.
Right.
But sold a lot of games.
But they're not going to make
a lot. I just thought it was funny
DLC.
That this guy's like, first of all, if Titanfall couldn't save the console, nothing will. Like, come on, man. Like,
we'll wait and see how the new Halo does.
And to be honest, Titanfall was the first, what, AAA title, really? Coming out for the one?
It came out, like, five
for
months
For a launch ago, title, that's...
It was not a launch. It was, like, a launch window, maybe.
Near launch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A game. That's fantastic.
And again, also, new IP.
Yeah.
Like, brand new IP. I'd like to see what they're going to do with the next Titanfall. Because I bet the next one does better.
If there is
not,
a next
not
one.
Just
a,
no, there's going to be a next.
Well, and the next one is pretty much confirmed to be on the like
multiple systems. Yeah, and I think it'll not only. I think I'm curious to see how it'll do not only in sales but also longevity. I think it'll they'll fix the things. I mean, Call of Duty didn't have the staying power until a few games in.
Titanfall shipped with a bunch of like, or with some game modes missing, right? Like it wasn't, or at least
it wasn't necessarily complete.
Was not there. Like,
I don't know if they were
private games you couldn't make.
There's no custom
wasn't
games.
There
are some things.
I mean,
like
it
that.
Seemed like they just rushed it out before they finished everything. And then added that later, but
and again, like I said, you know, that's a new IP versus an established one like Tomb Raider.
A new IP from a new studio,
right?
But it's a new studio, so
Tomb Raider might not sell. It still may not sell like Titanfall did, but it's something that people know.
Yeah, but you know, people don't know whether it's a fucking exclusive or a time exclusive because they keep changing their fucking answer.
I find the logic behind the Tomb Raider thing kind of baffling, mostly because here you have Tomb Raider's reboot. Good game. Sold well. Square Enix didn't think it sold very well, though. They thought it was a failure, sales-wise. So they react by having the sequel on an even smaller...
That means that Microsoft gave them a whole lot of dosh.
Yeah, that's what happened. Yeah. But it's an exclusive, or it's a timed exclusive.
I don't
timed exclusive. That's whatever. I can't tell. I can't imagine Square Enix.
No, it is confirmed that it's timed.
Is it?
I've seen it confirm both things, so I don't believe anything anymore. I think the last thing I heard was that it was timed.
I saw articles floating around the other day that was
the
like
head of
Microsoft.
Xbox.
Yeah,
Microsoft
Phil Spencer,
explains.
Yeah,
the exclusivity.
I think the last thing I saw was Phil Spencer saying that it was time.
Yeah. Yes, the deal has a duration. A direct quote from Phil Spencer.
Okay.
Might have been just they just purposely kind of worded it the way they did. I don't know.
Yes, the deal has a duration, and it is 6 days.
Exclusively for a week.
Yeah.
That whole situation was a clusterfuck.
Because one of, like, I guess you can look back and say that one of the telltale signs that it wasn't going to be exclusive forever was that it wasn't announced as an exclusive.
Yeah.
Or, like, they would have done that at that game's reveal. Mm-hmm.
They would have done it at E3 because PlayStation really harped on that.
Hellblade or whatever from.
Oh, that PlayStation really.
Not exclusive.
PlayStation really harped on the timed exclusive thing too. You'll get it first on PlayStation 4. Cool. Lots of that during their press conference. You'll get it first here.
Yeah, the whole the companies just need to get good.
Well,
at,
saying you'll get it first is better than exclusively. And
yeah,
then, like,
they need to make it
later.
Clear whether it's full blown exclusive. Like that should be on the box. Full blown exclusive. Not
well,
like
they
or
games usually
exclusive.
Say only on Xbox.
The full blown exclusive sounds cooler.
Oh,
copyrighted.
Yeah, it's not the HIV of exclusives. It's full blown exclusive.
God.
Boom!
Damn it!
That's all the questions for this week.
You're welcome. You're welcome, world.
Ryan.
Yeah,
who's here?
I don't know. Is there a knock on the door?
Nothing.
Oh, hey, Lori, welcome, welcome.
My God, she's slamming on the door. Let her in.
She's here to do some house cleaning. Housekeeping. That's what we're doing. You can find us at GameOverNation.com. You'll find all of the episodes there. You can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/GameOverNation. You can leave us some questions, leave us some topics. If there's something you want us to talk about, tell us there. Or, if you're not into the whole Facebook thing, go to Twitter. We're at GameOverNation there. Come talk to us there. And also, go check out the YouTube channel, which we finally put something on, youtube.com/GameZeroVernation.
And look forward to our exclusive RoboCraft video.
But you can find Gabe's latest after the fact.
And there will
about
be a new
Call
one on Thursday. Maybe not as early on Thursday. It's going to be tight. It'll get there on Thursday.
So keep an eye out for that. And with that, Javi, do your thing.
All right, that is it for episode 140 of Game Over Nation. Thank you, everybody, for listening, and we will catch you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.